Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen took over the presidency of the UN Climate Change Summit on Wednesday morning from Danish Minister Connie Hedegaard. Rasmussen had a rocky start to his reign with announcing of a new draft text to be presented to the high-level meetings in order to move the negotiations forward that was, however, not circulated to and consulted with all parties at the conference.
Whatever we must decide to put on the table in order to get things moving, because people around the world is actually expecting something from us, will be papers which fully respects the outcome of the negotiations among the parties.
Rasmussen's announcement immediately aroused anger from developing nations, since the conference had reached consensus that the high-level session shall refer to the drafts by two major working groups of the conference as the only legitimate basis for discussions. Representatives from Brazil demanded the presidency to make sure the discussions be based on the drafts by the entitled working groups.
I just have indicated one question, and that is to have an assurance that the basis of the negotiation on the issues of the AWGLCA is the negotiated text. It is not true that the negotiators do not have a text. The negotiators negotiated until early this morning, and there is a text. So what I am seeking regarding this is that whenever we reconvene, and whenever we take up issues of the LCA, this text will be the basis.
Chinese chief negotiator Su Wei warned that some parties intend to kill the Kyoto Protocol and endanger the international cooperation.
The move by some parties, I think by putting forward the text from the presidency without fully consulting with the parties, that is the real issue that would obstruct the progress. I think we have made very good progress in the two working groups under the KP and the Convention. We had the hope that we could work on that solely legitimate basis, but unfortunately, this morning the presidency put forward something from the sky, I should say, a text, and against the background that there's some parties are intends to kill the Kyoto Protocol, that would endanger the whole process of international cooperation to address climate change.
Representatives from developing nations were disappointed by the presidency's move, stressing that negotiators had worked through the night only to feel slighted in the morning by the emergence of the text that was developed without full participation of the parties. Nafi Ali Nafi, head of the Sudanese delegation, who speaks on behalf of G77 and China at the talks, said the outcome from Copenhagen must reflect the shared vision of developing countries.
We still keep the hope that we could reach a balanced outcome of all the elements of the Pali Action Plan for this COP, and will continue to engage constructively in the negotiations. Developing countries have the most to lose at this session if there are no concrete results of our discussions, particularly if the Kyoto Protocol is undermined or dismantled. The Group of 77 and China considers our shared vision as science-based and founded on the principles, provisions of the Convention, in particular the principles of equality and common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities. Our shared vision must reflect the historical and the current responsibility of developed countries for human-induced climate change, their resulting climate debt to the developing countries, and establish the conditions needed for a fair and just sharing of the atmospheric resources.
The argument ended with Rasmussen's making it clear that procedures will continue based on reports of the two working groups to move things forward. Wang Ling, Sierra News.